What's going on, everybody? Welcome to Grunt Speak, Not So Live, your source for the inebriated truth in a world gone to pot. I'm Toxic Male. That's Terrence Pop.
What's up? Man, we're covering so much stupid shit. Man, we could do this full time if we had like 10,000 followers, like some of the other channels that watch their live streams.
Yeah, man. Metacurd is barely even producing videos anymore, from what I understand. And then last month, he got over 10,000 live viewers on his only live stream during the month.
Yep.
Fantastic. Yeah. Oh, he's a great content creator, though. So
yes, he is.
No shade on Mr. Medicare.
No. And he's just another guy who just says the truth.
Yeah, even if he does make you sick with certain trans-tastic videos.
That's disgusting. That's terrible, man.
Yeah, well, you know, it could be worse.
Oh, God! Why didn't anybody tell me?
It's all good. Speaking of disgusting, I've been meaning to take pictures because now Little Debbie is selling peanut butter cream pies, and I wanted to take a picture of it and send it to you and say, when you accidentally come in her ass.
Ah!
Speaking of which, we do have a petition that we want to put out there for you guys. Make sure that you're on notice for it. Go sign it. I'll put a link in the description. Change.org, petition for a congressional investigation of illegal Department of Defense activity. This has not even been up for very long, and it's almost up to 5,000 signatures. Well, did these actually do anything? Don't know.
I personally know the guys behind this, and they need more people to get on board.
Yes.
And they're actually putting together basically a donation page for funding. I haven't seen it yet, but when we get that, we'll push this forward. And one of the main reasons I'm doing this, I am not a fan of having people volunteer to defend this country, and then you woefully disrespect them by turning them into guinea pigs.
Yeah.
And then that is just reprehensible. And then literally, you want to ruin people's careers and kick them out and do all this fucking horse shit because they don't want to take the experimental horse shit.
Or you have a former president who refused to toe the line of the deep state, so you go and raid his private residence, even though he's already been cooperating with you.
Yes.
You know. Not like the DOJ has, you know, become a militarized wing of the Democratic Party or anything.
No, that's not happening at all.
That would be a conspiracy theory.
Yeah, until, you know, 6 months from now, then it's not. Or exactly. Less, it's been the learning curve for that has been speeding up as well.
Yes, it has.
It went from 5 years to 2 years to 1 year to 6 months. Pretty soon it's going to be like they're going to tell you some horse shit on 1 month, and the very next month it'll be completely different.
Horse shit, man. When Biden tried to establish his little ministry of truth, it was less than 48 hours before the Babylon Bee article that said, ministry of truth declares all critique of it to be disinformation. And then 48 hours later, they said the exact same thing. I'm like, you've got to be fucking kidding me.
It's the universe, man. The universe is throwing up red flags to the stupidity that's happening on a daily fucking basis from the people who are, you think, would know better.
More red flags than a Chinese Communist Party nightclub full of whores.
Absolutely correct.
But we do want to make sure that everybody knows what amazing and totally noteworthy holidays there are today. It's September 1st. Can't believe it's already fucking September 1st. American Chess Day. Building and Code Staff Appreciation Day.
Listen.
Yes, we've had 365 days without... Ah!
No.
We did have 364 days without an accident.
Well, I had to actually have to deal with inspectors when I was, you know, dealing with the lair.
Oh, yeah.
That's how it's infuriating.
Oh, it's all part of the moving process.
Let's not mention the code. This needs to be more over 6 inches.
Mm.
The water's 3 degrees too hot. I'm like, oh, you motherfucker!
3 degrees too hot.
3 degrees.
Oh, Smurf, my
boy. He literally went down with me into the basement and watched me turn the dial down. I absolutely hate it.
That's fucking ridiculous right there. That's exactly what that is. Yeah. What else we got here? Cherry Popover Day, Chicken Boy Day, Ginger Cat Appreciation Day.
But notice, that one is right next to... A wine day. Cabaret. So guess what?
Oh, no.
Here we go.
No.
September.
I can't stop it. I can't stop touching it.
Stop. Don't touch me there. This is my no-no square.
I got to change that screen so they can see us dance. It's hilarious.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking funny, man.
National Acne Positivity Day. I don't know anybody with acne that's positive about it. National Child Identity Theft Awareness Day, otherwise known as Fuck Single Mother's Day.
Hang on.
You want to take a child's identity away?
No,
remove them from their father?
No. Hang on. I've seen this before.
Yeah?
I had a couple guys get divorced, crazy exes, leave with the kids. And then before you know it, the crazy ex steals the identity of the child, opens up credit lines.
Whoa.
And runs them up the flagpole.
That's insane.
Yeah. And then a couple times these women got, financially getting, hammered. And they're coming back trying to get more money from the soldier. And wow. I'm literally like, hey, look, your bad decisions are your bad decisions.
That is.
I'll see you later.
We need to do an episode on that.
Oh, my God.
That is absolutely nuts.
And then when I was doing VA loans, there were three different occasions where I would talk to a guy. He wanted to buy a house. I get his social. I run his credit. And ex-wives from years past had opened up lines of credit. These guys didn't even check their fucking credit report. Like, one dude thought he was, he had like 60 grand saved up. He wanted to buy this house. His credit score was 521.
Oh.
And he had a $36,000 revolving credit with Home Depot in his former ex-wife's name. She was literally, using his name, doing all the financing. She had a string of rental properties. All of them were maintained and everything from this credit line at Home Depot. And I'm like, bro, you need a lawyer and you need to call the FBI. And he called me back like 8 or 9 months later and, had the account moved over to her name.
Yeah.
But it was a bunch of shit. He took her to court, was suing her for damages. And wow.
Yeah. Dudes, if you have similar stories of the whammon in your life, exes, what have you, mucking with your finances, send us emails because we could do a call-in stream on that because that is completely egregious.
Yeah. And it's very common. And women, they get a pass.
Damn.
Like the guy went to the FBI. And as soon as he said, it's my former wife, done.
Yeah, it went from like a 10 to like a 5.
A 2.
To 2.
It went from, oh, yeah, it's a civil matter. You got to take her to civil court.
And there you go.
It's like, what the fuck? She stole identity. She ran up a fucking bunch of credit, fucked his credit, and basically fucked his credit at the expense of she got to have 8 rental properties.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I'm sure they weren't, slumlord rental properties at all.
I don't know the details.
Just saying. These are questions that have to be asked. Inquiring minds want to know.
But I've had that similar story has played out probably a half a dozen times in, the 12 years or so I was doing mortgages and in financial planning and stuff.
That is amazing. We went off in the weeds.
Sorry.
Cue the sound effect. But I think that we can spin some gold from that one. I smell a live stream, a call-in stream around the corner.
Well, and the thing is we get a lot of ideas just talking.
Yeah, that's how it goes.
Yeah.
And but it is also, and I think this could be partially responsible for today's subject matter, National Tofu Day. Because you know what tofu is?
Soy. Soy boy ammo.
And we're going to be reading an email that comes from a gentleman. He goes by Sentius. And this is a warning about teachers' unions, which is why this is a New Tech exclusive. You are not going to see this on YouTube because they would probably say that we were spreading hate speech and misinformation.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, this is, we're reading an email from somebody in the know.
And this is, you might get a little, your stomach might go a little topsy-turvy listening to
And we do not have permission to show his name, so we won't.
We're just going to read it. And you make your own judgments. This is actually in direct response to a video that Raging Golden Eagle put out to this article here. Teachers Union tells educators to ignore the Florida law on not teaching gender identity in schools. In other words, fire everybody who decides to go along with this and disband all teachers unions because all they do is fuck shit up. Every time.
And quite literally, that's what he should do.
Yeah.
The governor should be like, oh, you want to follow the state law? No problem. Your union is gone.
Gone.
I'm gonna sue you all into the Stone Age. Fuck off.
Exactly.
Crush their nuts.
And then once you're done with that, sue them back into the Stone Age.
That's right.
All the parents should. Hello, Pop and Blake. I'm hoping everything is going well for you both. Sadly, I cannot say the same on my end. I was stirred to write this after a few articles came out about the teachers' unions in Florida and the shock from people only now discovering how bad they are. This is not new. They are far, far more evil than most people think. But if this was enough to wake people up, then maybe my story of my own personal experiences with them can call them to action. I will let you decide if this is worth sharing or not. It is. Either way, I really just needed to get it off my chest after all this time. Fair warning, this is a long story, and it's a hard one for me to write as I have done my best to keep it buried for decades, but one I now feel I need to share. Grab something strong. You might need it by the time we're done. I know I will. And Pop, apologies in advance if you get sick from this.
Oh, God, no.
To begin with, I need to put light into the situation beforehand. My father was a carpenter for over 30 years, and with the economy the way it was in the mid-80s, he was looking to move to a state with year-round work instead of trying to save up for the harsh New England winters that would often leave him home without pay. So eventually we found ourselves moving to Winter Park, Florida, a stone's throw from I-4 and just around the corner from Lee Road. Longtime Floridians might know where I speak of, if only for the infamous Booby Trap Strip Club not far away.
The Booby Trap. I like it.
You ever been there?
No.
Well, Marty's living down there now, is he?
I don't know.
I think you may have to arrange a visit. I'm just saying.
We'll see. We'll see.
I wonder if it's a full nude review or just a shake it club.
I think it's just a shaker club. I don't know.
Well, I mean, if you go back into the champagne room where the sex totally doesn't happen, you might be able to get a full nude review.
Yeah. You don't want that.
We don't do that. Sure. Yeah. Why is this relevant? I'm getting to that. What we didn't realize at the time is that the school boards, and by extension, the teachers' union, tell you what school you can go to. I thought I'd be going to Killarney Elementary, a mere 2-minute walk for me. Instead, they sent me to Hungerford Elementary, which is in Eatonville, a ghetto, where I was the only white kid attending.
Wow.
Feel free to look up how close this school was by comparison. The first couple of days went fine, if a bit awkward for everyone, with the only shocker being that the principal told me and my parents they didn't allow certain clothes to be worn due to gang activity.
That's fairly common.
It is. However, things did not stay calm for long. Soon the bullying started. I didn't know at the time, being only 6, what racism was, but I quickly learned. Being threatened, called names, shoved, having my stuff stolen, I thought it was bad then. How naive I was.
I went through the same thing when I went to middle school in Oak Park.
Yeah. I grew up in Oak Park and Ferndale. At that point in time, the Middle Easterns were really starting to come heavily into the area, and they were in direct competition to see who could be the hardest culture with the blacks in the school.
Like, quite literally, I fought almost every single day for two or 3 years in middle school.
I just remembered I was talking to a dude who watches us from Australia. He refers to Detroit blacks as basketball Americans.
Wow.
We got to put some levity in here because this story's really fucked up.
Yeah, it is fucked up.
Oh. Oh, whoa, goodness gracious.
I'm sorry to keep interrupting.
Oh, no, it's all good. I mean, that's what we're here for. We're here to read this and analyze it and put in our 2 cents here. When I complained, I was told straight out it was because I started it.
Yeah,
it was because I was white. It was because I deserved it.
You never complain. You just handle your business.
Yeah. The false accusations started, not even from kids in the same class, but from all around the school.
Yeah.
I spit at someone. I called them an N-word. At the time, I didn't even know what this word was or what it meant. That I attacked them or did something, and the teachers would literally jump for joy at this. Let me pause and ask you, what would a teacher normally give as punishment to you if you had spit, swore, or threatened someone when you were 6?
You get isolated in a room and they yell at you for a while. That's about it.
Maybe you get their version of kindergarten detention.
Or sent home.
Yeah. You know, you get a call. You get sent home with a note. That's what, when I had a little trouble period in first grade, I got sent home with notes. That was it.
Yeah.
Was your answer, make you hug a tree, take your pants off of you and lash you with a belt while the school watched? I bet it wasn't, but this was a daily occurrence now
listen,
for me.
You did that. If that happened to my kid, the teacher that did that.
Oh, they'd be.
His life would be forever changed.
They'd be biting the freaking curb, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. Oof. I would not tolerate that.
No. I would come home, I would complain, and both my parents were furious over what was going on. The teachers plead deniability in anything, saying it was self-inflicted, or that I instigated a fight, but my parents wanted something done, so something was done. I was suspended for a week.
Oof.
A temporary reprieve at best, as I still had to go back while my parents were now fighting to get me out of this situation. If you think being away for a week calmed things down, it didn't. Without an outlet for that long, things escalated. Pop, might now be a good time to have a bucket ready. Hmm. I was walking to my classroom, and I was quickly grabbed and dragged into the bathroom. Not just by the students, but by two of the female teachers as well. They beat me a little, slapping me, punching me in the chest and back before pinning me to the ground, all while screaming profanities at me to the point where it was just a cacophony of unrecognizable slurs. The two female teachers then proceeded to lift their dresses and urinate on me to the cheering of the others who had forced my jaw open to make sure it went in my mouth. When they were done, they clamped my mouth shut and forced me to swallow. This had become their new way to torture me. I was the public school's toilet. Forced to eat or drink whatever they gave me on top of the daily naked tree-hugging lashings I was given.
God damn it!
Again, I complained, and again, I was told I was suspended.
When did this fucking... How long ago was this?
This is the 80s in Florida.
Dude.
This time with a report saying that I was a danger to the school by both the school teachers and the school counselor. That I was delusional, and if I didn't want to be expelled from the public school system, I would need to be medicated before being allowed back in.
Wow.
The drug of choice at the time for overactive boys was Ritalin, and a lot of it.
Yep.
It was the first and not the last medication for the teachers' union to force me on. I'm starting to feel my pulse quicken a little bit here.
Yeah.
So after being out 2 more weeks, being put on medication and then sent back, things escalated again and for the last time, thankfully. The older boys dragged me into the bathroom just as school started. At the time, I didn't know what for. I just know they ripped my pants off, and one of their boys started to address and touch himself before the others, turned me over on my back, and let him have his way with me.
Oh, my God!
I kicked out and tried to fight back. I'm guessing I hit something because one of them shanked me in the ankle after yelling. I still have the scar to this day. Knowing they couldn't cover it up, they removed me from the school, told me I was now trespassing, and if I didn't leave, they'd shoot me. The principal of the school was armed and had a vest due to gang activity. So I began walking in a ghetto, bleeding from my ankle and crying.
Wow.
Wow. And this was before these teachers' unions became really emboldened by having a media that is capable of spewing propaganda and a government that uses them as basically a wing of their fucking, like a militaristic wing of their propaganda machine. This is so fucked.
Well, I mean,
wow.
All right. That was way over the top.
There's more.
Oh my God.
I hope that's the end of like the bad shit, but holy hot damn. Yeah. Just remember, unions are like any other body of power. When they first start out, they might have a good idea. But over time, or should I say, but over time, every single body of power gets enough money and power to corrupt itself. And this is what you get.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct.
I did have one saving grace then. While my time there was horrifying, I did make one friend, but he did keep his head down when they were on me or he knew he'd be next.
He's not your friend.
As I continued to walk, a beaten-up, rusted-out hulk of a car slowed down and pulled over beside me. It was my friend's dad. He offered me a ride home, and figuring things couldn't get much worse, I hopped into the passenger seat. He didn't take me home, like he said. Instead, he took me to a McDonald's, bought me lunch, and had a talk with me that I still remember to this day. He told me, we're not all like that. Some of us want to work, live our lives, and be a part of this country. I remember he paused, took a deep breath, and through gritted teeth said, and the rest are N-words. They hate and they destroy. I remember he patted my head as he drove me home. He waited outside for me to call my parents and waited for them to show up to tell them what my friend, his son, had been telling him for weeks. Mm-hmm. With this new information, my parents did manage to get me out of that school and into Killarney Elementary, but with a condition that I was to see a psychiatrist, their psychiatrist, since I was the cause of all the problems in Hungerford.
Mm-hmm.
Things weren't as bad, but they weren't as good either. On top of Ritalin, they had me on, holy shit, 16 other drugs.
I would not put my kid on that shit.
I wouldn't either.
I'd be like, go fuck yourself.
Wow. It was to keep him sated.
Uh-huh.
I was still being bullied, and I would often lash out now and every time I did. I was suspended and threatened.
Yeah, yeah.
This lasted for 3 years, and it finally came to a head when one child bullied me and I broke his nose. I did not know who they were, nor did I care, but the school cared, for that child was the child of the superintendent. Mm. That was when shit hit the fan. They wanted to expel me, and my parents, having more than enough of this shit with me being drugged out of my mind on top of everything else, threatened to sue, and sue they did.
Good.
We lost. Why? Because as they said, right in front of the judge, the Florida Teachers Union controls everything. They altered records. They forced me to go to doctors on their payroll. And in their lawyer's words, even with all the evidence in the world, they can throw taxpayer money at it in the courts until we're dead. My parents moved to homeschooling me from then on, but it was short-lived. And that's a different story for a different day. Thanks for sticking it out while I told my story. I just wanted to make it clear, the school unions being evil is not new. And if they easily covered this up with me, what kind of horrors have they done to others in this day and age?
I know. Listen, I mean, I got bullied, but not to that extent. I never let it get that bad. Like the minute people were getting fucking stupid, I would fucking fuck them up. And if I couldn't do it myself, I made friends. Like, literally, I'd show up with, like, 13, 15 guys.
Yeah.
I mean, and when you're in a neighborhood like that, you have to pack up or you're fucked.
It's just, even the teachers.
I know.
Pissing in his damn mouth.
First of all, you
want to throw around words that rhyme with triggers.
Yeah.
That's the kind of behavior.
If I had a child and that was happening, that I would become fully fucking involved and they would not like it. Because, you know, I mean, that is fucked up.
Yeah. And that's, I mean, the question that he leaves it on there, what are they getting away with now?
Yeah.
If they can alter records, force you to go to doctors that are on their payroll so that they can get the diagnosis that they want in order to cover shit up that they are participating in perpetrating against you, against your kids.
I mean, first of all, like the whipping of my child, that would be the end of it.
Yeah.
The minute that happened one time, the person that issued out the fucking, was working the strap.
Yeah.
I would change his life forever.
Oh, I would have shown up
forever.
With my own. I would have shown up with my own paddle, whip, a cordless hole puncher. Pick your weapon of choice.
Yep.
I would have been like Bruce Willis right before he walks in on Ving Rhames getting butt raped in Pulp Fiction.
Yeah. And I would not. If they wanted to put my child on any medication, I would take him to my own doctor and get my own, you know, somebody that is not part of their system.
Yeah.
That way you're building the record. You have your alternate. One doctor says this. One doctor says that. I mean, you can go, but that's expensive, time-consuming. And if they didn't have the money for that.
Yeah.
But this is where this is going. And this started in the 80s.
Yeah. And this was when, you know, race relations in this country, I think, were at their all-time high. When you think about it, they were doing pretty damn well. Mm. It was only in these leftoid shitholes where it was just off the fucking chain. most of us had found a pretty decent equilibrium, and especially in through the 90s. And then all of a sudden,
boom,
Barack Obama gets elected, proving that we're in a post-racist America. And he decides, you know what? That's not useful enough for getting votes. We got to pass the Smith-Mundt Modernization Act, allow the media to disseminate propaganda on our own soil, and we're going to butt-fuck this country's race relations back to the Stone Age.
And that's exactly what they did.
Yep. And now the teachers' unions are oh so happy, because now they've got the media parroting all this bullshit about white supreme pizza, so kids like this, who get bullied and chastised and whipped in the schoolyards, or in some cases pissed on and anally raped, they don't have a fucking prayer of having their damn stories told.
Yeah, that is fucked up, man.
So, homeschool your kids.
Yeah. I mean, that's just fucking beyond you. That is unacceptable.
Homeschool your kids. Teachers' unions should be fucking abolished. They shouldn't be there. The Federal Department of Education needs to go bye-bye, because it's not about educating. It's about indoctrinating, which is why they encouraged women to divorce their mothers and go to work so that kids could be raised in government-sanctioned indoctrination centers.
Yeah.
That's what it was all about. It's not about being stunning and brave and empowering and feminism. It's about control and money.
Yep. Wow.
So don't be woke. But wake up.
That's right.
We'll see you next time.
Take it easy.